Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, a lot of politicians, a lot of people are dealing with, the Trump administration. Obviously, he won the popular vote and he's the president. And a lot of people support what's going on and a lot of people don't. And it's been such an intense onslaught of things going on that it's difficult to know where to look, right? It's like a melee. And so we've been getting a lot of different perspectives from both sides of the aisle. And we always like to catch up. When we came with Congressman Joe Courtney from the 2nd District. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Nice description of what's going on. Melee, I like that. Our office is still, bombarded with calls and emails across the board, on so many issues. So it's great to be on with you again.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, I don't know the legality of it. Can a president unilaterally implement tariffs in this way?
It's a great question. I mean, the tariff, when you boil it down, is a tax on imports. And Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution clearly vests the power of taxation in the Congress. That's the Article 1 branch of government. Trump is using national emergency laws to invoke and raise tariffs, which... personally, I think is a real distortion of what that law is about, which is really dealing with, wartime situations or, sudden terrorist attacks or whatever. Canada is not invading our country, and neither is any of our other allies, including Australia, who, as you know, I work with all the time. And so, there's been a pushback within Congress led by Republicans, Chuck Grassley in the Senate and Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska in the House, which I completely support, which is basically to get Congress's constitutional role back into the process in terms of being able to reverse, these executive branch decisions. And I think, again, as the turmoil and, so many sectors, agriculture obviously being a big one, which is why these two guys from the heartland are pushing this issue. It's across the board that, I think that's something for people to keep an eye on because it is bipartisan. And, that so far, there really has been no cracks in the wall in terms of so many other issues in Congress, which, again, is only 100 days old.
Right.
But I think, the tariff impact, it just is so far reaching to, whether it's people's 401 accounts or, you know, whether it's business disruption that's out there, and that affects local economies.
Well, the word impact is a really good one. I mean, personally, I think that, you know, people who don't understand that, you know, we're not going to have equal trade. Like, trade deficits are kind of, if you know basic economics, it's okay to have them in a lot of different spots. Not every spot. I do think that the United States has been taken advantage of in some ways, but I don't like making our friends our enemies. I think there's a lot of different ways to approach it. But the impact question is really interesting, because we had retail sales come out today and it was stronger than expected. But at the same time, I there's not a person I don't know who isn't pulling back, but I know the companies are already changing their behavior, right? So I'm curious, in terms of real terms, in terms of prices actually going up, in terms of, you know, levies actually being placed on things and it feeding through the system, when will we know the actual impact?
I mean, it's going to take a little while. So, you know, to give you one example, there's a guy who's down in southeastern Connecticut who does steel fabrication. He's a supplier to Electric Boat, but, you know, he has a lot of other customers. Right now, in terms of quoting prices to their customers, they're good for 24 hours. I mean, it used to be, you know, a quote would be good for 30 days or 45 days, but it's so unstable right now in terms of just the, you know, the changing, you know, rules that are coming out on tariffs that, you know, nobody dares make any kind of commitment. And that, I mean, that hurts sales. And it's, you know, you're seeing it with other sort of, you know, businesses in the district, the copper guy up in the sort of Windham area, again, same thing. I mean, it's just bouncing back and forth right now. Home builders who, you know, are far from a Democratic, you know, base group or whatever, I mean, they are seeing lumber prices because of tariffs, you know, that are on and off in terms of Canada, where we still get a lot of lumber. And so that affects the price of homes. The home builders are basically have come out with a prediction that it's going to add about $9,000 to new construction of, you know, residential homes. So, you know, again, it's and as I said, it's just people are still trying to get their heads around it. A guy in East Haddam I spoke to a couple days ago who's in the wood finishing hardwood products in terms of floorboards that they export overseas. A lot of it goes to China because of their home construction there. And the retaliatory tariffs, he basically said, you know, some of his facilities are just going to shut down,
you know,
in terms of just the, you know, the demand.
I had to put off something I want to do with the house because material costs had gone so far up, almost like pandemic-y so far up. We only have a couple minutes here, and I want to get to Social Security, maybe, and Pete Hegseth. But Medicaid, you know, because this is both a national and a local question, is there 100% confidence that, like, a state like Connecticut will get less in Medicaid? And I'm just curious if you think the state, with its sort of largesse right now, should fill whatever gap there is.
Medicaid is a massive federal grant. I mean, it dwarfs really everything that you've been reading about in the news. It's about $6 billion a year comes into the state. And again, that literally comes through the State Department of Social Services, from hospital care to outpatient care, you know, drug and addiction treatment, live births. 40% are on Medicaid in Connecticut. I was up in the Quiet Corner in Dade Kimball. Hospitals said 50% of their live births are through Medicaid. So the cut that was passed in the reconciliation vote just last week takes about $1 trillion out of the system. They're running the numbers in Hartford to just sort of see what the impact would be. It probably would be about over a billion. And honestly, that's, in my opinion, too much to ask even of the rainy day fund in terms of trying to absorb. I mean, because you would just burn through the rainy day fund, you know, very quickly. And again, as I said, this is different than some of the other cuts that are coming through.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, so that's really, I appreciate you being definitive on that. Really quickly, Social Security, you know, former President Biden spoke on it last night. You know, we've talked so many times with John Larson about it. Cutting staff is one thing. Making people, you know, verify who they are in person is another thing. But will benefits, in your opinion, actually get cut?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So again, first of all, Second District has by far the highest number of Social Security beneficiaries. We have 164,000 plus out of a district with 700,000 people. That's, you know, bigger than Johns Hines, I mean, across the board. So, you know, this is obviously an intense issue there. You know, for people who can't get through on the phone and do their business with the staff who, again, are getting cut to record lows with DOGE targets that are going on out there, that just affects your ability to access your benefits if there's glitches or problems. And they are really good, hardworking people. We deal with them all the time that are out there. In terms of, you know, I mean, Musk was on Fox News saying he wants to take about $800 or $900 billion a year out of Social Security. And again, you know, this guy just spins off into whatever is in his head. But, you know, that is cutting benefits. I mean, there's just no question about it. And so, you know, when you look at that way the system is being hollowed out in terms of the personnel cuts and, you know, basically putting restrictions in terms of how people can interact with the system that's there. I mean, it's not like anything we've seen before, you know, in terms of the approach to Social Security. And it's not generating confidence, I will tell you. I mean, the calls that when they went into the Treasury Department database, into the office, and that still is not a completely, you know, resolved issue in terms of just, you know, what they're rifling through there. So, you know, they are literally playing, though, in my opinion, with the third rail when they do this. When you're talking 165,000 people, roughly, in just one congressional district,
right?
Who for some, it is their one sort of, you know, income source. You know, they're playing with fire.
Yeah, we got to run, Congressman. We appreciate you as always. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks. Great, Brian.
All right,
take
Congressman
care.
Joe Courtney of the 2nd District.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.